Everybody said you wouldn't shop quite so much on the day after Thanksgiving, but apparently you did go shopping quite a lot. The day after Thanksgiving is known as Black Friday because retailers are supposed to see their bottom lines go into the black. Retailers were worried about a Red Friday instead, but in fact, sales surged. We've got retail analyst Howard Davidowitz on the line to find out what happened. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened to the dire warnings of hardly any sales?
Well, I think everybody expected sales to be very dynamic Black Friday. I think the concern is the day after. I think you will see, and I think most people, you're going to see a big lull now for about 10 days. The promotions were tremendous. The deals were terrific. The preparation was excellent. Best Buy, Walmart, Penny's, Kohl's were loaded. It was driven on promotions. Lots of people came out. The average customer spent less than last year, but about 140, 150 million folks went shopping.
So they got people into the stores for that one day, but you're not sure that's
Correct.
Going to be sustained for the season.
Right. We're going to see a lull now because everybody was geared up for that day, went out and got the best possible deals. Retailers can't repeat that. Those deals are time-phased. They're one-day sales. They're five-hour sales. They're seven-hour sales. Those super deals are over for a while now, so you'll see a major fall-off in shopping.
What does it mean that the average consumer spent a little less?
I think you're going to see people spend less because the average American has got the highest debt he's ever had, falling home prices, adjustable rate mortgages going up. So he's the average American is sort of underwater financially. So negative savings. So you're going to see people spend less for holiday. And that's exactly what happened on Black Friday.
So in spite of, in some ways, a strong Black Friday, you think that the National Retail Federation is right to predict the weakest retail sales holiday season in 5 years?
Yeah, I think it'll be worse than what they're predicting significantly. I think it'll be half of what they're predicting, maybe a growth of 1% to 2%. I think what they're predicting is, if you look at last month of what happened, Penny's down, Macy's down, Bon-Ton down, Gottschalk's down, Kohl's down, Penny's down. You go down the list, Limited down, Ann Taylor down, Gap down, almost every retailer was negative. Talbot's on a comp store sales basis, negative. So I don't see a dynamic retail season at all.
Very briefly, let's talk about the so-called Cyber Monday. Retailers seem to want everybody to go on their computers today and buy something.
I think this was a very dynamic area. Online sales and gift cards are very dynamic areas. I think everybody will go on their computer today. It's so convenient. It's so easy. They could also shop from work. And there are a tremendous number of deals one day only for Cyber Monday. So I think you're going to see some terrific business again on Cyber Monday because a lot of the deals, a lot of the retails, tons of emails went out, special promotions. A lot of stuff is geared for this Monday, and a lot of people are going to take advantage of that shopping from work.
Retailers trying to stay afloat. Mr. Davidowitz, thanks very much.
And thanks for inviting me.
Howard Davidowitz is head of the retail consulting firm in his own name. He's based in New York.